Supreme Lord Narayana. Svam yu na not he never sarva of all Dehinam embodied living beings. Atma the super soul. Asi you are Adisha of the Supreme Controller. Akira of all Loka planet. Sakshi the Listen. Narayana Lord Shri Narayana. Angam the extended plenary portion. Nara from the Supreme Personality. Originating. Jala of the water. Ayana because of being the many sensing source. Ta the extension. Cha end. Api indeed. Satyam true. Na not. Sava your Eva and all Maya illusory energy. Translation. Those who are newcomers to this chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Rama offers his prayers to the Lord Krishna. Are you not the original Narayan, O Supreme Controller? Since you are the soul of every body being and the eternal business of all creative realms. Indeed, Lord Narayan is your extension. He is called Narayan because he is the generating source of the primeval water of the universe. He is result, not a product of your illusory Maya. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 2, text 30, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse as follows. This statement was spoken by Lord Brahma in his prayers to Lord Krishna after the Lord defeated him by displaying his mystic powers. Brahma had tried to test Lord Krishna to see if he was really the Supreme Personality of God as plain as a cowherd boy. Brahma stole all the other boys and their cows from the pasturing ground, but when he returned to the pasture, he saw that all the boys and cows were still there, for Lord Krishna had created them all again. When Brahma saw this mystic power of Lord Krishna, he admitted defeat and offered prayers to the Lord, addressing him as the provider and seer of everything in the creation and as the super soul who is within each and every living entity and is dear to all. Lord Krishna is Narayan, the father of Brahma. Because Lord Krishna's plenary extension, Gavodakashyai Vishnu, after placing himself on the Garbha ocean, created Brahma from his own body. Mahavishnu is the causal in the causal ocean, and Sri Rudrakshaya Vishnu, the super soul in everyone's heart, are all transcendental extensions of the Supreme Truth. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Sanatana Goswami has elaborately explain the extension of the Vishnu or Narayan incarnations from the original form of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. The essence is that although Lord Brahma was born from Lord Narayan, Brahma now understands that Narayan is himself a mere extension of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Satyadi Sukarine Jayatri Krishna Charitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Garavana Sivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vaishaka Vasaru Vaishya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Vanidhanam Vavadevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jayatri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Hari Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Sense is already, but we can count again.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
The prayers of Lord Brahma are the result of a transformation of his heart. In the beginning of this Leela, Brahma was proud, thinking himself to be the creator and really almost making of an offense about against Krishna. He had heard that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and wanted to see this, and if it's true, then he entered into this brash atmosphere where, which he had absolutely no anika or ability to understand. Krishna was sitting there with his coward boyfriend, and they were exchanging from their play the prasadam. Vanprasvati also told us that Krishna was violently snatching the mata, that means the buttermilk from Madhu Mangal. This buttermilk was 3 days old, tasted not so fresh any longer. And Krishna was drinking it, and because he was so eager to drink this, it began to stream out of his mouth and fell all over. So Brahma thought, he's not even sushi, he's mushi. He is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then later, Lord Krishna revealed to him his amazing shakti and ability by expanding himself in identical, or let's say, in the same number of the cowherd boys and cows which Brahma had stolen. I think you all are familiar with this Leela. So I will not explain this, what happens there. And then he saw how these identical set of cowherd boys and cows turned to visual attention, that the whole creation began to offer respect. Brahma was overwhelmed with feelings of embarrassment, and then as a result began to offer his prayer. Brahma had received the mercy of the Lord. Without the mercy of the Lord, no one will ever be able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not by great study, not even by a lot of shravana, not by giving pravachan or lectures, not by austerity do you understand the mercy of the Lord. But he needs to give you his mercy. He needs to pick you. This person
forgive the mercy.
Today, we want to talk a little bit on the mercy of Krishna as the essential point in spiritual life. The fifth canto, Srila Prabhupada says that the mercy of Krishna is the active principle in spiritual life. An active principle is that which makes something work. For instance, during this lecture, we require the active principle of the electricity in order to have this, increased volume. Or an active principle in a relationship is mutual respect and affection. This active principle moves the relationship ahead. Active principles are very important because they are the internal motor of a thing or a vastu, a substance. Or here, in this case, in spiritual life, there is also the active principle, and that is the mercy. A devotee will always put himself into a position where he could receive or can receive the mercy of the Lord. And we will talk a little bit later about how to put yourself in the position. Let us now understand a little bit about mercy. In the 64 qualities of Krishna, the 32nd quality is karuna. Karuna is translated by Srila Prabhupada as compassionate. Rupa Goswami gives a definition. What does compassion mean? What it is? His definition is compassion means, or karuna means, the person who is karuna, who has karuna, is unable to bear another's distress. He can't see that another person is suffering. Rupa Goswami's example from Bhagavata, the example which shows Krishna's a tremendous amount of karuna, is very, very relevant for us as conditioned souls in this world. He speaks of the kings, many kings who were killed by the chauvinistic, imprisoned by the chauvinistic emperor Magadendra or Jarasandra. He has put these many kings which he has defeated in cages which he sealed. And he didn't give them enough food. They were really distressed and amazed him if they did. And they prayed to Lord Krishna. So Krishna, being so compassionate, appeared in the midst. It is described. When the very hungry and distressed king saw the Lord with his wonderful effulgence appearing in their midst, their eyes began to drink the darshan of the Lord, and all their senses went out of them, or came out of them, to taste the wonderful qualities of the Supreme Lord. Now, we all are very much in the similar situation. We are imprisoned in the prison house of Maya, Haribol. And we can only be saved if this quality of Lord Krishna, to be compassionate, works with us in our life. If Krishna appears in our life, if Krishna appears in our Hare Krishna chanting, remember, the Hare Krishna chanting, already, I'm getting in a subject which I will reserve for later. I will to stop myself here because we have to move to progression. Krishna has to appear in the life of the devotee. Without that, the life of the devotee is missing an essential element. What is the use of religion if you can't talk with Krishna and hear his answers? Spiritual practice is meant to bring us into the vicinity of the Lord, and it is meant to purify us so that our spiritual senses become risen, with which we can change our eternal relationship with the Lord. So, Krishna is compassionate, and the scriptures describe a lot about Krishna's compassion. There is one shloka which describes two aspects of Krishna's compassion. I'm unable to recite the shloka in Sanskrit. I couldn't also find it this morning, so please be satisfied with the English. It goes like this: transcendental poet cannot express the indebtedness to you, O Lord, for being so merciful to appear in two aspects, as the Lord in the heart, the Paramatma, and as the spiritual master who instructs the conditioned living entity how to reach the Lord. You might admit this is a great mercy. The Lord comes and sits in your heart. It's wonderful. Paramatma, he directs the wanderings of all living entities. And when he sees someone turning towards him, he puts on the light of knowledge, the shaman manakampa, samstone, to release that soul from ignorance. And he also appears as, what is this samasti guru? This might be a new point, so you please listen attentively. Krishna is the original guru, and this same Krishna who appears to deliver the born conditioned soul appears as the Vyasti guru, that is, the different individual gurus. These gurus carry the supreme personality of Godhead, and if they are bona fide, should be delivered to the supreme Lord, to the disciples. But really, it is the Guru is one, says Srila Prabhupada, but he is no one else than Krishna, the Samasti Guru, who is present in all the Vyasti Gurus. So, Uddhavaji says, I'm not a poet, although he is, I can't express my gratitude, but even transcendental poet, not ordinary poet, transcendental poet, can't say enough thank you for you, my Lord, who appear in the as the super soul and as the guru from outside to direct the form of the soul. Now, do you agree that this is a sign of mercifulness? Who wants to argue when the other person has a microphone? I want to say something now which might. I will say this thing. Although this is a great, great mercy of Krishna, Krishna still.
Very sorry.
Krishna still has one quality in which he is even more merciful than we. That compassionate. And that is his quality of Vadanya, which Prabhupada translates as being magnanimous. Rupa Goswami gives the definition, which is what is next up to what is magnanimous? And some of you might be foreigners and also not very good in the English language. And you might ask him, magnanimous, but what is this? Magnanimous is a certain quality of mercifulness. It means a person who is charitably disposed. He likes to give charity, and he's very intense in giving charity. He really gives it away. An example is Krishna, who has 16,108 palaces in Dwarka. Do you know how many cows he gives away each day from each palace? It's amazing. 13,000. 54 cows. That's the calculation. 13 legs, to speak it in easy. In other words, Krishna is not stingy in the East. This is an example of being magnanimous, giving away, being very charitably disposed. Now, the most merciful or magnanimous form of Lord Krishna, who gives the rarest thing in the most freest way, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the rarest thing? Very difficult question, really. What is rare? Prema. Oh, you're very... yes, prema. Love. Pure love. And Lord Chaitanya, he's just giving it away. Here comes the secret. When Krishna sees the Radharani has so much love for him, he wants to taste that love, because he understands that by having so much love and loving him so much, Radharani relishes a millions of times more than Krishna. So then, this is all now very confident, you please listen carefully. Then Krishna puts Srimati Radharani in this most intense mood of love, which is called Vipralamba, the love of separation. One Vaishnava poet says, so that you understand what this Vipralamba is. My dear Lord, if I would have to choose between meeting you and being separated from you, I would choose separation, because when I meet you, listen to this logic, I only have you one time. But when I can feel separation from you, I see you everywhere. Don't we know this a little bit from our own experience? Then we feel some that a very dear person, we have an appointment, he is coming at 10 o'clock, and it is already 10 past 10. And at that moment, because we have really have affection for him, what effect he hears the wind in the trees, and that this is how he's coming. When we hear some noise at the door, maybe a mouse banging, you know, on the door because he came late home and his sense of direction is not perfect, bang. You think that was him knocking. In other words, when we have that feeling of real love and separation, oh, where is he coming? You see, and everywhere. This little understanding is not a perfect example, because it comes from this word. So, this intense transcendental excitement or relishment of love happens in an accelerated and increased form of separation. So, Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Krishna, puts Radharani into this mood, and then when she has this mood of ecstatic love, he enters her heart. Did he go and die? He died. He enters her heart, steals that mood and complexion, comes out, covered all in golden effulgence, and comes to this world to relish it and to disdevote it. When Rupa Goswami understands this point, he composes a shloka, namo, which you ought to know, Namo Mahadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurachishe Namaha. That you are the most Vadanya, I hear the word Vadanya appearing again, most magnanimous, because you come to this world giving this prema to Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya, in his kirtan, he distributed prema in Germany and other Western countries. I will now give an example with which I hope to reach even the scandal loving and mystical part of my audience. And the best, you have these magical healers. They come and they sometimes 200 people who are really sick, they stand in a row and the healer comes, looks at them, and then they scream hallelujah, and then they all fall into on the floor, and then they get up and the toothaches are healed and the backaches are healed and so on and so forth. These healers are really there. I know one, his name is Oleg. It's amazing. He can take persons who, like there was one person whose bodily limbs were lying all over the German Autobahn. So they collected the limbs, brought them in the hospital, and declared he's gone. Then Oleg was called. He looked at the lump of meat or flesh, and by looking at somehow it came together, and after, I believe, 2 weeks, this person could walk and he can talk now, and everything is, of course, something he can still see, but he lives happily and will marry soon and someone and so on. And Lord Chaitanya did something much more wonderful. When he did his prema kirtan, he would go to a place and people would come and they all would walk away having transcendental love of Krishna in their heart. We hear an account in the Chaitanya Bhagavat how he was on one side of the Ganga and started his kirtan, and the word spread and millions of people started to cross the Ganga, so that the Ganga was black. Why was it black? Because in India we all have black hair. And there were so many people trying to cross the Ganga that the Ganga didn't look any longer white or blue, but black from all the hair of the people who crossed. And they arrived, then they danced in ecstasy, and just by this dancing and chanting, they obtained this rare gift, which is the most rare in the spring out of material existence, the love of Krishna. And all the symptoms of ecstasy decorated their body. Yes, they were fit to go back home, back to God. And by this kirtan, which Lord Chaitanya made everywhere, he delivered the whole universe and sent everyone back home, back to God. That's wonderful, isn't it? That's also very merciful, because Lord Chaitanya did not pay if someone was qualified. Neither did Nityananda. Example in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Lord Nityananda walked through Bengal, he saw one man had climbed up the palm tree and picked a coconut. And Lord Nityananda looked at him in his prema laden glance. He just looked at that person who felt so much ecstasy that he fell from the palm tree, crushed. And didn't break a neck or anything, and started to dance in ecstasy. This is mercy. Vananya, very charitable. Here take. Now, what does this mean for us? For us, who are not friends of Lord Chaitanya's manifest pastimes, if we want to get this, come to this magnanimous Lord and also feel this vadana, naya, this charitable thing, we have to take shelter in the third and the greatest manifestation of Krishna's mercy. What do you consider? I will ask you now a little question. What do you consider the greatest manifestation of Krishna's mercy? We have heard about Paramatma, that he appears as Paramatma. We have heard that he appears as the Guru. We have also heard that he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is there another form which is even more magnanimous and more, how do you say, and compassionate. The holy name, our mother says, the holy name. You're correct, I have this in mind. Tatrapi janimaya yastasmin vihita paradanvaha now an enhanced translation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated the Sanskrit into Bengali. It has added something. So from his Bengali translation, we will hear now. Oh holy name, you possess two features, Vachya, or the daily form of the Lord, and Vachakam, or the transcendental form of syllables, Krishna Govinda. You eternally exist in these two forms. So it has this personal form, which is also the deity form, and the form of syllables. So of these two, I consider the Vachakam form of holy syllables, Krishna etc., to be infinitely more compassionate than the Vachakam form. The deity form commits aparad or offenses, like Seva Aparad, the only recourse he has in his attempt to exonerate his offenses is to become the servant of the holy name, Vachakam, and chant incessantly Krishna, Govinda, and so on. By your immeasurable supramundane potency, all his offenses disappear and he experiences uninterrupted joy, submerged in an ocean of ecstasy. Let us capture the essence of this, because it might be difficult to concentrate on such a long and a little difficult verse. All of us have done an offense against Krishna's form. We are here in this material world. Abadari! Now, millions of offenses we have done. And these offenses are separating us from Lord Krishna. That's why we don't feel, why we can't see the Lord in His daily form so easily. Well, that's why we don't feel ecstasy when we see the daily form. That's why we can't see the Holy Dham. We are removed a little bit from spiritual reality by our aparad. But Krishna comes in the form which even an aparadi can take up. That is, he appears in the form of holy syllables. And if he tries to avoid changing his offenses, the holy name will reveal himself more and more as Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's lila. I do not know if I reach your heart. Do you follow? We are removed from Krishna, so Krishna comes in the name, the holy name to us. And if we now become very eager to chant while trying to avoid offenses, we become on a stage where revelation, the revelation of Sri Krishna's form and quality will slowly, slowly begin to happen in our life. The holy name is our only chance. The holy name is chanted on the stage of imperfection and in the siddha stage, in the perfected stage. But there is one rule which you must absolutely try to observe. That is to chant without offenses. You must learn to try this. And because we are a little slow in remembering, 10 offenses, to work with 10 offenses all at once might be difficult. I have heard from Western psychologists, you can at most keep 3 points at once in your mind. Then you start to get confused. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us 1 point which we should keep in mind while we chant Hare Krishna. Only 1 point. If you look at this, keep this 1 point in the mind, you will be able to chant on a stage where soon revelation will take place. Then 1 point is, you must avoid pramada or craziness. Pramada, the literal translation, is craziness, and it means inattentiveness while chanting. I believe that more qualified lecturers in the past have talked a lot about this, so I will not go today so much into the detail. I will only say this much, when you chant, your first endeavor should be, wherever the mind goes, bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. This is called Abhyasa Yoga, the yoga of practice. You control the mind. Then the second point has to come. These are now 3 tips, and if you want to know something down from this lecture, these are the 3 tips which are maybe most relevant and practical. The first thing is, you have to engage your mind in listening to the holy name. And there are 3 meditations which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives, which helps you to get absorbed in Naam Rasa, or tasting the name. The first thing is, you remember the spiritual characteristics of the name. When you chant, you remember how Krishna, with his rupa, is present in this name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You remember. It might help you to look at the deity while you chant, or at the wonderful form of the Lord, so that the form begins to enter your mind. You know, this name is not just some letters, but it is Krishna himself. This is the first meditation. The second meditation, the Hari Bhakti Vilas talks about this, is, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized it like this, explain the meaning of the mantra to your mind. By the way, those of you who chant Gayatri and have been caught up in the modern days of ISKCON Gayatri mantra chanting, I saw one person in the restaurant chanting his Gayatri mantra and ordering a pizza at the same time in an almost inconceivable feat of jungling around. This doesn't work. This will not help you. You have to be with your mind, with the meaning of your diksha mantra. In the same way, explain the meaning of the mantra to your mind while you chant it. Very simple. Prabhupada has given this very nice condensed meaning. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. Or, O energy of the Lord, O the Lord, please accept me. Thank you. This is such a nice meditation that when you chant like this, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service, please accept me again. Your heart will be stirred up, all of a sudden some bhakti will be there, and you won't chant names, but you will chant the true name. Prabhupada said in his very nice quotation, which Mother Narayani has given me, it's in a lecture in Columbus, everyone is thinking, oh, there are so many problems. I have to solve. But he has no problem. What? He has no problem? His only problem is how to accept Krishna. That's all. And Krishna is so kind. He says, yes, you accept me. Simply chant Krishna. I am yours. That's all. So, we have this problem, this chronic disease, we can't accept Krishna. We accept so many other solutions before we turn to Krishna. So therefore, explain the meaning of the name to your mind. My dear mind, listen to this one thing. This Hare Krishna chanting means, my dear Lord, please engage in your service. The third meditation in chanting is, pray with heart rendering lamentation. Pray with heart rendering lamentation. An example Prabhupada is given, oh the energy of the Lord, oh the Lord, please accept me. We have no other prayer. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept me. Please accept me. So these are three very potent advices which can help your chanting, that your chanting comes to a level where the Lord will reveal Himself. Let us summarize. Remember the spiritual characteristics of the Lord. Agadhamana Yashodananda Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Svarupa. Vai mama rati uchiya varatam na madhyam. Meditation about the spiritual characteristic. You are the destroyer of sin. You are the son of Yashoda. You are the son of Nanda. You are lotus eyed Kamala Nayana, Gopi Chandra, Vrindavanendra. And you are Pranata Karuna, most Karuna. Karuna means merciful to the Pranatas. Those who have given their plan, their life to you. Meditate like this, then explain the meaning of the name and pray with heart-rendering lamentation. Don't chant like a stone. Don't chant like a restless product of an institution which is now hopefully replaced with the real thing soon. Don't chant with an empty heart. Pray with heart rendering lamentation. So, yes, we will now come to the end because it gets a little long. Now there is another very hidden secret which especially in Braj is very important to understand. We want to turn to the mercy of Krishna. This is the subject. Now, those who are very intelligent look at the weak point of someone to get something. Imagine I want to have money, just as an example. I want to have money from Krishna Das. I hope there is no Krishna Das in the audience who could feel embarrassed. So what would I do? I would maybe see what is the interest of Krishna Das, and I would find out he likes pictures of Radha Raman. Then I would somehow get a picture of Radha Raman, because this is now his weak spot. And I would say, Krishna Das, I like you very much. Here is a picture of Radha Raman. Please be come pleased with me and give me a big donation. And Krishna has given me Radha Raman. Here feels like a mood of gratitude, and he will give me maybe 52 rupees. So So then Krishna also has a side, a most compassionate nature. And this, if you take shelter at this side of Krishna, the compassionate nature, then everything will go very fast. Very fast. Listen to this is a very nice point, and we will listen to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada begins to talk about the compassionate nature of Bhishma and makes an amazing turn in this explanation when he goes into a secret. He describes Bhishma was very anxious to see Krishna. This was a deathbed. He was on his deathbed. And then Krishna appeared there. Upon seeing the pitiable condition of Bhishma, Krishna began speaking with tears in his eyes. Not only was he shedding tears, but he also forgot himself in his compassion. Krishna forgot himself. He was no longer aware of what was happening. He was all compassion. Therefore, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always praying to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. Oh Radharani, please accept me. Prabhupada told the Tenth Mother that then Radha, I am poor, but Radha, you are most compassionate. Kindly accept me. Kindly accept me. Then Radharani will go to Krishna and say, this is your devotee. This is your devotee. Please show him your vilas, your mercy. There's a very nice prayer to Radharani, taken from the Gandharva Samvratanashtakam by Srila Rupa Goswami. Hadeka kubaragat garayat yavacha yache nipatya bhuvidandavadut padati asya prasaram abudasya janasya kritiva gandharvike nijagane ganana videhi. O Devi, Gandharvike, I am suffering greatly, and therefore today I throw myself on the ground like a stick and humbly implore you with a choked voice to be merciful to this fool and please count me as one of your own. Just, I am your own. Radharani's mercy is very much exhibited in a leela, in a Radhakund. More specific, at Harikund, there was a very long story. She actually, I will make it short, she saved a jackal, a she-jackal, who was captured by some boys who wanted to kill this she-jackal. She saved this she-jackal, and she was just crying for help, and gave her spiritual form, Hare Krishna. Why is Vrindavan so sweet? Why do you like to be so much in Vrindavan? It's because Radharani's compassion is permeating this, and her sweetness is permeating this. Now we see the sun with the golden effulgence. It's a reflection of Radha. Yes? And the forest of Vrindavan, the trees, and they dance. The arms, they are arms of Radha, worshipping their Lord. And take shelter at Radharani's lotus feet, especially by being here in Braj. Think about Radharani. There you can find the compassion of Our pujaris, the qualities of Radharani, read them, pray to Radharani, and there is definitely hope, because she is the compassionate side of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, this is the, yes, this is the sign. Let me summarize this lecture. In our spiritual life, we need two things, endeavor, but even more, an active principle which makes a dead man walk, and that is mercy. Krishna has this quality of mercy, karuna, and this is expressed in him becoming the Paramatma and our external guide, the Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and then his representatives, bona fide representatives, then Vadanya, that quality is there. Krishna is very magnanimous, and this is represented most in Lord Krishna's nature or appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also in his compassionate side, Srimati Radharani. The most, let me say, accessible form of the Lord's mercy is the holy name, which we can chant, but not heartless chanting, desert heart chanting, but the feeling, the pretty Prabhupada, this love will come if you remember the spiritual characteristics, if you explain the meaning of the name to your mind, and if you pray with heart rendering lamentation. Okay, this is all. Thank you very much for listening, and I wish you all the best in your spiritual life. Are there one or two questions on the subject matter? Please speak loud. What to do to make the mind peaceful so that it cooperates and is not restless while we chant? Well, you have to find out why your mind is restless ultimately. What is the cause? And later in your life, work on this. But in the meantime, you have to chant. And I will not now talk about problem solving. This has to be done. It can't be ignored totally for us who are not yet on the spontaneous loving devotional service. But if you chant and your mind is restless, I will give you now a few tips. I will start with the most far out tip, which will wake up all my audience. Saradanga Swami said, if you chant your Gayatri Mantra, first do some pranayama. Like this you can also apply when you are really in a restless, because often you are just too much, have the vata disturbance, your mind is agitated by something, you have run around very passionately. Just sit down and breathe in and out. I will not now give a lesson of pranayama. This is in the seminars for non-devotees. I do talk about this, but we don't want to. It can become a contamination in bhakti yoga. So just breathe in and out, and that's the job. Then, very often the mind is restless because it has nothing to hold on at that moment. Only the sanskaras, which the material sanskaras of the day. Very often, those who wish to chant know if they speak a prayer before, it starts them going in a devotional mood. Or read daily so that you have some spiritual things to think about. Your mind is restless while chanting. You have to watch the time of the day. The best time to maybe you chant in the evening. I was talking with Bhakti Vidya Puna Maharaj. We were meeting, it was morning time, and we had some very nice philosophical exchange, but I also had some urgent matter to discuss with him, an ISKCON matter, and I started to get into this matter. There is this problem, some say the Brahmin initiation can be given at this stage, other, like this, you know. And while I was talking, I noticed how the atmosphere changed. He had talked so nice about Vrindavan, Maharaj had told me some things, and all of a sudden we went into the subject, and it became so hectic, the atmosphere. And then I asked him, Eshi Maharaj, is this a good time to talk about it? We feel so miserable. He said, actually, Brahmanas will talk about business matters in the afternoon. Because that's when the end. So I want to just say there are different times which are good. For sadhana, the Brahma Muhurta time is advised to chant. Because your mind is more peaceful, naturally. And you sit down after a busy day and try to chant, your mind is at 108 miles an hour. How will you get it to calm down? You sit down and do your little breathing, you say your prayer, but your mind is somewhere else in making money or whatever. So take the right time. I will make now a little advertisement which is forbidden to do in classes. There is a book called The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name, which is full of Shastric tips, what to do when such and such happens. End of advertisement. Okay.